This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Free radio, how about that? Yes, doesn't cost you a thing to listen to the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen being the tower of power that she is in our main studio in Washington, putting all of the pieces together. Let's get to some of the trending items that you can not hear. Well, the discussion, you hear a lot of focus on some of the same things, but what's the spin? What's the twist? What's the turn? Jennifer, what do you have?
Well, you know, it's a holiday week, so we could have started with some immigration stuff, because clearly there's a lot of that trending, right? Calls to abolish ICE and all that. But why not instead talk about the chicken of the trees? The chicken of
mermaid.
The trees.
You happen to see.
Is this chicken that I'm eating, or is this a bird that I'm eating?
Yeah, so in Florida, of course, all the good stuff happens in Florida, South Florida to be exact. They're having a very big problem with iguanas. They're invading South Florida, and the population is pretty big, and so this has become a big problem. They live in the trees, and people don't know what to do with them because they're overrun with these iguanas. So when you have too much of something, somebody gets a big idea that maybe the chicken of the sea is now the chicken of the trees. That means these people are going out in South Florida in droves. This is a trending story. This is not something I'm making up. They're catching these iguanas and down the hatch, everybody.
Ew.
There are recipes all over the newspaper publications in Florida with recipes, including iguana burritos.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, and the traditional method of iguana, you would roast it over a fire of some kind. You have to roast it with the skin on, apparently, because it's easier to take the skin off once it's roasted. Yeah, add some fresh produce, chives. It's actually very healthy for you. They say the best seasoning for iguana is curry and hot pepper, and it does taste like chicken, to answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like chicken. Yum.
Oh, God.
Yummy. All right, what else do you have? Who's got some of your top
five? By the way, they're Victoria? Selling it for like $6 a pound in Florida, too.
Really?
People are loving it.
Oof. All right, so what do you have, Victoria, that's more gross than that?
Nothing is grosser than that. A 12-year-old entrepreneur says his lawn mowing business is getting a lot of new clients after someone called the police on him for mowing the wrong yard. This is a little boy named Reggie Fields, and he runs a company called Mr. Reggie's Lawn Cutting Service in a suburb of Cleveland called Maple Heights. He has his cousins and his brothers and sisters employed. They're working for him. So the tiny landscaping crew was mowing a lawn last week when police showed up. And the woman who hired this little team of entrepreneurs said that they had inadvertently strayed into a thin strip of the neighbor's yard, and that was enough apparently for the neighbors to call the police on them. It's ridiculous. Luckily, and so she posted a live video of what was going on Facebook. It got instantly almost 500,000 views, and the little boy said he had no idea that they had strayed onto the neighbor's yard, and he said that as a result, the police showed up and then had to talk to all the adults involved, and luckily the police used some common sense and said this was ridiculous. They were not going to press charges. They were not going to do anything. They were a bunch of little kids who were working really hard, and they made a mistake. And it was something so stupid for the neighbors to have to call the police. And, you know, Karen and I were talking about this just during the break. That's what people use the police for now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So little kids, so a 12-year-old little boy with a lawnmower or an edger, you go out there and you say, hey, kid, next next time you're here, that's my property line there, so just don't mow it. It's grass. It grows back. It's ridiculous that this is the state of the world today.
People need to get a life, get a clue, folks.
Oh, I said it's a shame, too, because you know all the cops are out there, and they have actual things that they could actually be doing, instead they get called to these houses to deal with a situation with a 12-year-old mowing a lawn. It's just crazy.
All right. Here's the story of a former Howard Stern. We'll do some more people. That was a good story, so it prompts me to want to go down the people row for a little bit, ladies. The story of John Melendez. Do you know who John Melendez is from Howard Stern?
Stuttering John. He was the announcer for The Tonight Show for Jay Leno.
Yes, right. Yes, he was. Okay, so now he's trying to get attention. He's starting a comedic career. So the story in today's New York Times is that he dialed the White House switchboard impersonating. Now, remember, his name is Melendez. So he dials the switchboard and gets into the White House as Senator Menendez.
But wasn't he pretending to be Bob Menendez?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And he gets through to the president on Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Secret Service is chasing him around, apparently. I find that to be very interesting. And I bring it up because it sort of is in league with what we just said about, don't these guys have something really important to do?
But he did this on purpose as a publicity stunt to see how far it would go, and lucked into it going really far.
Spent 6 minutes on the phone with the president.
And then over the weekend going, you know, guys, this isn't partisan. This is just about security. I shouldn't have been able to do this. Well, then why did you?
Because I
don't know. It seems like a publicity stunt.
People are always trying to test this stuff out. You know that. Anyway, that's Stuttering John. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry return to the Audi Polo Challenge. Princess Di's 57th birthday over the weekend. They went to this charity event on Sunday together. Meghan attended the event on Saturday as she cheered on Harry and his brother, Prince William, as the brothers took to the field at the polo club there. Her friend Serena Williams, who attended the wedding, was there to cheer Harry on as well. The Audi Polo Challenge. Say that fast 100 times. Audi Polo Challenge. Likely holds a special place in Meghan and Harry's heart. Their appearance at the game last year was the first time they attended a public event together. And they marked the milestone with a kiss.
Did you hear the story about...
She's pregnant!
I haven't heard that yet, but have you seen all the pictures that the press is... And it's a global thing. It's not just the American press, but apparently she wears shoes that are way too big for her. Have you seen that yet?
My mom told me about it. She puts cotton in her shoes.
Why?
Because her feet swell when she's out.
Yeah, I get. But you know what? She's been doing it for years, though, even before she met Harry. I guess it's like her trick to never having blisters or something is wearing shoes that are... In some of the pictures, they look really too big for her. Like, you see a huge gap. I've never heard of that on a red carpet, but, you know, hey.
I feel like you might avoid blisters, but you would fall on your face and break your neck.
Right. And sometimes when shoes are loose-fitting, I think they give you more blisters, but she shoves cotton in the in the toe part of the shoe, and then she'll, as the day goes on, she'll pull the cotton out so that if her feet start to swell, she'll just have room for them to go.
So maybe she's just a genius and all of us are wrong.
Maybe.
I've never thought of that.
Very interesting. I see what we learn, fellas, about women and their feet. Very interesting. Here's the story from Professor Robert Shiller, who is an expert Yale economist focusing on the housing market, sees no signs of a crash. There are some people who are trying to convince us that the housing market is about to crash like it did 10 years ago. This guy says, quote, the market has been looking overheated since 2012 when we saw the upsurge that's been going on now for 6 years. Looks like it's still going up, up, up. The real estate values in my home, my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, have never been higher.
How is
Los Angeles?
Yeah, but
stuff selling.
Same thing.
Because that's the same thing in my hometown.
Yeah.
Every house in my hometown in New Jersey is for sale and nothing's moving. And it's and my parents are, have been trying to sell a house in South Carolina. Nothing is moving in that market either. New York City, it's another thing. You can say the housing market is really hot because the prices are high, but yeah. stuff isn't selling. And in New York City, it's one of the same things. It's up and down all the blocks near me.
Stuff
every townhouse
here.
Is for sale, and nothing
yeah.
is moving.
Yeah, in L.A., it's really it's a hot real estate market in
yeah,
L.A.
Yeah, it is
for
here.
Sure.
Yeah. But overall applications for mortgages are down 12% from where they were a year ago. And that's because of the cost of the listings, because there's more interest than there is supply. And in terms of the interest rates that have gone up, people have slowed down their interest. But you know what? I remember back in the Jimmy Carter era when you had to pay 12% if you were going to buy a house. So you think this is you're a chicken. If you want to buy a house, now's a good time to do it. Well,
no, it's so high, though. The housing prices are so high.
When I say time to do it, you can get the money to do it. Whether it's a good time value-wise, unless you need a house, not a great, I think in terms of value, I think it's a little bit tough. The unemployment rate dropped below 4% for the first time since 2000, meaning now may be the perfect time for those looking to enhance their career to pursue new opportunities. Here's a couple of different ideas from Andy Solomon.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards for Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Healthcare Medicare form is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shows on television of all time, and that's saying something for me, I think, anyway, was the series Downton Abbey. 23 after the hour, entertainment news here on the DJB program. Jennifer Victoria and I focusing on Julian Fellowes, who created Downton Abbey. He believes the Crown deserves all the success it's enjoyed, but there's part of the series that he didn't love. He appeared in a podcast that Katie Couric does and talked her into The Crown, which is a very popular service series that's on Netflix, the dramatization of the British royal family's lives. Fellows praised The Crown. He said, quote, "It was very well done. It was beautifully acted, beautifully written. For me, I'm not completely comfortable with the dramatizing people who still... dramatizing the lives of people who are still alive and still living their lives, because I think it's possible to be unfair. And in the second season, I didn't think it was fair to Prince Philip, to the Duke of Edinburgh, based on very little. His life wasn't... What was presented, apparently, wasn't accurate. Second season of The Crown focuses on the late 1950s and the early 1960s, depicts both political upheaval and a strain on the marriage of the Queen and her husband. As to whether he believes the show took creative license with real events, he says it's a tricky area. I think a lot of it was based on, obviously, very good research, but some of it was not. Some of it was extrapolation from a rumor, somebody's rather prejudiced account, than it was presented as fact. So, did the Queen and Prince Philip have a tough time in their marriage? That's news to me, but, anything's possible.
I don't know.
They keep things pretty quiet.
It's interesting that he says this because my mom watched season 2 of The Crown and said that they got all the stuff with Jackie O wrong and that they would just seem very sensationalized to make her look bad, like the dumb American who didn't know protocols and stuff. And it was just, my mom really loves the series and said that the stuff in the second season, it was like it was different writers or something. It was very... Maybe they were trying to get splashier or something, but it was, it's funny that my mom had the same kind of feeling that he did.
Yeah, that's the one. Lithgow plays Churchill in The Crown, right?
In season 1 he did, yeah. I think he's dead now, right? Or he's retired by season 2?
Yeah.
All right, Music time. Florida Georgia Line, and this is big news, Jennifer. Inaugural festival. They're having an inaugural FGL Fest in Indianapolis Motor Speedway, September the 8th. Leading a lineup that includes Nelly, Cole Swindell, Ray Lynn, Jillian Jacqueline.
Them too.
Yeah.
Mason, I don't recognize any of these names.
Sure you
actually.
Do. You know Nelly. Come on.
Nelly, kind of, yeah.
Boy, Nelly's so stoked that FGL has taken him on for every show.
And they're great. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, but last summer I went to see Nelly open for Florida Georgia Line, and they were fantastic. I thought they did such a great job. So it's kind of high energy. They have the show, they have the song together because Nelly helped them do the remix of Cruise, which is like their biggest hit ever. That was their breakthrough hit. So, yeah, to bring them all together, it's going to be way fun.
Yeah. Coincides with the annual Brickyard 400, which is a NASCAR series race that's held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It continues a longstanding relationship between the race and the label that produces Florida Georgia Line. In other Florida Georgia Line news, Jennifer, they shared a video for their current single, Simple, on Friday. Simple is the lead single from their fourth studio album, which has not yet been assigned a release date. So, big time news from Florida Georgia Line at 28 after the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back to back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply.
Advancing your career takes more than luck. Create the future you want with a graduate business degree from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs are available 100% online to help you build new qualifications on your schedule. Take your first step today by texting FORM to 796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
This president wants somebody who has great experience.
President Trump meets with his top picks to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court. Now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, the president also meeting with Democrats in red states like West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The president expected to announce his choice after the 4th of July holiday on Monday the 9th. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
Deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials. But I am just amazed how, yet again, the left boils every single thing, including a Supreme Court justice, down to one issue, abortion.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
The boat exploded right in front of us.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 34 at the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls. The important news for drinkers, Jennifer, this week.
Yeah.
This is
he can couch things like no one else, right?
Isn't it great? Yeah. All right. There's an escape room in Sonoma taking the popular activity to a whole new level, escape room. I don't know that I've ever been in an escape room.
I want to do it, actually.
I want to try it.
Yeah, they advertise them all over the place. It looks like fun.
Yeah, what happens in the escape room? What do you do?
You usually go in with a team, and you're put into a room that looks like it doesn't have like a door or windows. You have to figure out how to get out, and you look for clues in the room, and they lead you to the escape hatch.
Yeah, it's kind of like a giant puzzle. They've got all these different things throughout the room that you have to figure out, like combinations to stuff, and like there are clues, and they normally have a storyline. So I'm going to come to California, and we can do this together, Jen, and also drink a lot of wine.
Well, that's the story here. The hook is that in this particular escape room in Sonoma, that is on the grounds of the Chateau St. Jean, is that how to pronounce it, Jennifer?
St.
John Winery. Participants get wine as they go through the game.
That's so awesome.
There you go. Unlock the Chateau.
You know, Doug, we've been talking about team building. Let's all go to Sonoma.
Let's all go there, right, yeah. You can go through this event Monday through Friday, groups of 6 to 12 people, an escape room like no other. Like most of these escape rooms, Chateau St. John's version takes about an hour to complete. There's an array of puzzles and riddles that are solved via clues and hints in the room, and that helps you, if you're a participant, unlock the secret of the chateau. What distinguishes this escape room from its drier counterparts is the welcome glass of wine all participants begin with, and then participants also given a glass of wine when they unlock the second room, an entire flight of wine if and when they manage to escape.
Oh, right. Like, $60. This is great.
Yeah. All right. Drinking news. For the first time since 1954, Guinness is going to have a brewery here in the United States. Must not be a tariff that applies to that. The Open Gate Brewery and Barrel House, set to open near Baltimore, Kara, in August. The reported $80 million development includes a 270-seat restaurant and a tap room for you to become a beer taster.
I'm so excited about this. I got an announcement about it, I think, a few months ago that they were hiring from the bartending school that I go to. We get a bunch of notifications on different bars.
Are you
going to
go there and work?
I would. I actually looked into it, but it's like 45 minutes away from me, which is kind of a far drive for a part-time bartending job.
That's
too
bad.
But I'm definitely going to go.
You'd be great
in
a place like that, yeah.
Guinness says it won't brew its traditional stouts here. Instead, it'll focus on brewing its blonde American lager and new beers on a smaller scale. What is blonde American lager beer? What is lager?
It's exactly what it sounds
lighter.
Like. It's
light.
A lighter beer.
Light, yeah.
Blondes are really big right now.
Which is actually, great
Jennifer
for me.
Said, yes.
Blondes are, yeah.
I don't love stouts or porters or like really heavy drinks like Guinness. So, yeah, I'm going to go and get some blondes.
Hope to attract 300,000 visitors during the first year.
They totally will, because there aren't any other ones in the U.S., right? This is the only one.
No, not a Guinness one.
So everyone all around the country is going to have to come.
Beverage industry analysts say the brewery is likely to be a way for Guinness to try to attract, this is for you, for millennials, basically. Not many people your age drink Guinness, is that it, Kara?
I guess it's probably not the beer of choice, but it's also...
Well, that's why they're not brewing it, then.
Yeah.
They're going after, like, what millennials are drinking, craft beers, blondes.
Yeah.
Blondes. It's interesting you refer to them that way.
That's
all right, let's see here what else is happening in drinking news. Booker is the major UK wholesaler owned by Tesco, which is the major chain of grocery stores, food stores, whatever, in England. They've confirmed that it's limiting customers, bars, grocers, to 10 cases of beer per brand per day. Most dramatic consequence to date of a shortage of beer in Europe. Problem extends far beyond beer, apparently. Carbon dioxide is also used in soda and meat production, and that's where the shortage is. So they can't gas up the beer, they can't gas up the soda. The carbon dioxide shortage has its roots in the fertilizer industry. Listen to this. Carbon dioxide that makes beer and soda fizzy is a byproduct of ammonia, which is produced for use in fertilizer. Ammonia basically is what the fertilizer, that's why when you put fertilizer together you can blow it up, because ammonia is it creates gas, and enough of it together makes a big explosion. Several ammonia plants in Europe have closed for maintenance, apparently. Not good thinking or planning on their part. The problem is most acute in the UK, where only one ammonia plant is operating normally at the moment. Increased demand, spurred by hot weather and the World Cup, meant the shortage has struck the worst possible. This is really... summertime. It's been very hot over there, too, like it has been here.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to drink. Heineken said last week that kegs from some of its brands, including Amstel, may not be available in England at all. God, what an outrage. Huh.
If you're a World Cup fan, that is an outrage. If you have a beer shortage right now, that's crazy.
Ooh. All right. California, Jennifer, banning new local taxes on soda.
I know.
Until 2030.
Well, So that, and keep in mind, it's not it's not soda taxes. It's banning the tax on soda.
Well, they put the tax on, now they're taking it off. Is that what it is, really, basically?
Well, they were thinking about putting this on, and then it's really interesting how this stuff works. Over the, this, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, apparently Jerry Brown, our governor, was seen out to a pretty fancy dinner with a bunch of higher-ups from soda companies.
Yeah.
And then, miraculously, this decision was announced last week that there would no longer be a soda tax, which
shocking.
I agree with. I don't think that the soda, I mean, we're taxed for everything in California. Yeah. The last thing I need is a tax on my diet.
Well, wasn't the tax supposed to be a health tax? Your soda's bad for you, so we'll tax it.
Right, that was a Bloomberg-era tax for New Yorkers, is that soda's bad for you. It's like junk food, so we should tax it. It just, in California, where it's you're taxed for breathing air, it's just, I actually have to celebrate the fact that Jerry Brown had a fancy dinner, ate some steak or vegan, you know, mushrooms or something with these soda execs.
But taxes on drinks. How much, Kara, is our resident barkeep, when you charge people for drinks, how much of it is tax? When you have, is it a regular food tax? If you're working at a bar and somebody buys a drink that costs $5, what's the tax on that, on beer? Is there a tax on alcohol?
As far as I know, it's just the normal sales tax, but I don't actually do the charging of anyone. So I don't work a cash register.
In other words, they keep you away from the money.
Exactly. Yeah, they can't
trust
you with it. Yep. Yeah.
Keep her away from the money. 43 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Asthma in children is a leading cause of ER visits and hospitalizations. There are several risk factors for this inflammation inside the airways that triggers bronchospasms and difficulty breathing. So who's at risk?
Patients that are at risk have a family history of any of the atopic diseases. And the atopic diseases include asthma, atopic dermatitis, allergic rhinitis.
And if you have one of those conditions, Dr. Martha Hartz, head of pediatric allergy and immunology at the Mayo Clinic, Clinic Children's Center says you're more likely to have others.
If you have food allergy, you're more likely to have asthma. If you have atopic dermatitis or eczema, you're more likely to later develop asthma.
And if you have allergies, whether it's pollen, pet dander, or dust mites, those can trigger an asthmatic episode. So keeping your allergies under control is important. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 past the hour here on the DJV program. Couple of names in the news. Andres Manuel López Obrador. Do I want to roll my R? Andres.
He's first stealing Manuel... my trending story.
What? What's the big deal?
Whatever.
It's still trending. He won the Mexican presidency in a landslide. So he's a leftist, Jennifer. What does that mean with an eye on corruption? How did that movie Sicario do? It's all about the Mexican drug lords over the weekend. Anybody know?
I don't know, actually.
All right. So there's lots of corruption. He's going to fix it all. It sounds like...
Well, the thing with the presidential election there is, I know for sure one candidate, so I don't want to say multiple candidates, because I don't know if that's true, but one candidate for president, I think, got shot in the head during this and died, so he was disqualified. There's so much corruption.
He was disqualified?
That's immediate. That's
not
immediate
in some places. In Chicago, he probably would have won.
Well, maybe so. But, yeah, there. I guess it means to be a leftist candidate. He was definitely... a voice against our president, Donald Trump. He also pledged to crack down on corruption and violence and to stand up harder than Enrique Peña Nieto, who was termed out. He had a six-year term. That's how they do it in Mexico.
Good. That's what we should do here. One six-year term and you're done.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. See, all of these offices in our country, 1 6-year term for Congress, you can't run again. 1 6-year term for Senate, you can't run again. 1 6-year term for president, can't run again. Need a constitutional conventions. Well, we haven't had a constitutional convention for a long time, but everything is so corrupt. Time
well,
for a massive.
The House runs for change. Every 2 years. Yeah. So essentially,
silly.
People that are in Congress are constantly
always
running for office.
Yep. All right. Here's the story of Destiny Brannon, who was told she was the school valedictorian, greatest honor a student can achieve. She delivered the valedictorian address to her classmates. Only problem is the school made a mistake calculating the students' final rankings. She had, this was after she spoke. She found out that she was third in her class and not first. The bozos that run the school did not calculate in the last semester, the last grading period. There was an error. And because of that, what happens in Texas, apparently, is if you're a valedictorian, the state school system gives you your first year free. You don't have to pay. So she was told she could go to any school she wanted in Texas, and her first year would be free. So she was going to go to the University of Texas at Austin. The family's already made their plans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now she's been told that she wasn't number one. She's number three. So she no longer has placement a free year at the Texas State University. So what do you think should be done? I think they'd give it to her anyway. It was the school's mistake, not hers.
Right.
Why should she have to pay?
Right. If she made decisions based on the knowledge that they were going to pay.
Right. Exactly. That's that school. They obviously are not teaching math particularly well in the school system down there.
For the administrators,
two and two, four. Right. Yeah. Hello. Congratulations. You just lost. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
JV show, and we've got some really awesome summer beauty and barbecue tips for you guys now. First up, we've got our beauty expert, Cheryl Kramer Kay. Cheryl, what's the most important thing that we should know for beauty this summer?
The first step to great summer skin is a clean slate. You want to go beyond just washing the surface and give yourself a deep pore cleanse. And one of my favorite brands, Biore Skincare, is launching their limited edition Citrus Crush Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with fresh looking summer prints. Now, I love a pore strip, and these are infused with citrus, so they smell great while they work to pull out deep down grime, oil, and blackheads from even your most clogged pores. You can literally pull out a week's worth of buildup in just 10 minutes. And when you use them regularly, Sunday is my personal pore strip day, you can make your pores appear itty bitty so your skin looks flawless all summer long and through the back to school season. And speaking of school, Biore Skincare is celebrating these new strips by partnering with Girl Up, an organization that raises funds and awareness for UN programs that help adolescent girls in need. Biore's donation will go towards constructing more classrooms in Uganda, which will increase school enrollment of refugees and prevent classroom overcrowding. So much to feel great about with Biore, including the price of these strips, just $6.49, and they're available just through November. Now on to your body. There are so many body moisturizers out there that just treat or mask the symptoms of dry skin. But when you use Curel Hydrotherapy Wet Skin Moisturizer every day, it will actually end dry skin for good. It's a water-activated formula that's applied directly to wet skin right after you turn off the shower. It absorbs immediately and goes deep into the skin's surface to heal dryness at the source. Your skin will feel healthy and soft and never greasy. It is by far the easiest way to moisturize, and I love using it every single day. Plus, it costs just $10.99. And if you're looking for a sun-kissed glow this summer without the sun, look no further than Jergens Natural Glow Instant Sun Sunless Tanning Mousse. It comes in two shades, light bronze and deep bronze, and works with your skin. That gives you an even application and dries in just 60 seconds. Plus, the formula is buildable if you want to achieve a deep tan, and it's only $11.99. You can find all of these products at your local drugstore, grocery, or mass retailer.
That's great, Cheryl. Thank you so much for those summer beauty tips. Up next, we've got barbecue pitmaster Lex Taylor, who's going to give us some great easy tips and tricks that can bring your summer bash to the next level. So where do we start with that, Lex?
So first things first, you want to keep it simple when you're out there grilling. People are always getting carried away. Choose a few things and stick with them. I like to do burgers. I like to do chicken, vegetables. These are great crowd pleasers. They are easy to do on the grill. They taste amazing. And with the burgers, one thing you can do, make those patties the night before. Put them in the fridge, all right? That way, when it's game time, they're already nice and formed. They're going to stick together. They're not going to stick on the grill. It's going to save you a lot of time and hassle. Next, moving on to some sides, all right? Kind of the epic side, in my opinion, is the coleslaw, all right? It is just refreshing. Goes well with everything, and now it's even easier to make than ever. I use this Lighthouse slaw mixture, and what makes it so great is that it's got this like perfect balance between sweet and tangy. All right, so that goes well with everything. Everybody loves that. It's extra thick, it's extra creamy. That's important because when you mix it with your slaw mix, you're not going to get that like watered down effect. All right, so it's sold cold in the produce section. So all you got to do, grab this, grab a bag of slaw mix. You mix them together, and voila, you are good to go. All right? Next, moving on, we've got Angry Orchard Hard Cider. And I'm telling you, this is a game changer when it comes to barbecuing. It goes well with everything. And they're the must-go-to crisp apple. Is like biting into a fresh, delicious apple. It is fantastic. It even comes in a can now, which is great when you're running around and entertaining people. So check that out. They also have a rosé, which is made with these rare red flesh apples from France. Absolutely beautiful. A little beautiful hue to it. Light tannins. Reminds you of like a semi-dry wine. So you can check them out, angryorchard.com. Next, moving on to entertaining folks outdoors. Well, you know, you get the messes and the wine spills and all that stuff. Well, there's a great product from Decton, and it is the hardest, most durable surface material on the market. All right, it's made with quartz, it's made with porcelain, glass. It is UV resistant, it is heat resistant, cold resistant, thaw resistant, probably everything else resistant, right? It's fantastic. It's got so many colors, 39 colors, so it works great for transitioning from interior spaces to exterior spaces. So I invite you to check them out at Decton.com. You can also find them at the Home Depot.
Thank you, Lex and Cheryl Kramer-K, for some awesome tips for our summer. It's 59 after on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.